You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. This week, Monocle's assistant fashion editor, Jamie Waters, reports on how a social tendency towards not standing out has shaped the fashion coming out of Stockholm.
When pounding the pavements of Stockholm, you will notice scores of people dressed oh so elegantly in jackets and trousers in combinations of grey, beige and black. You will notice rails of those same pared-back clothes when you enter the flagship stores of the city's marquee labels, be it Philippa K, J. Lindeberg or R. Legacy. This sleek simplicity is particular to Swedish fashion, not to Scandinavian fashion in general. The Danes are far more street-weary and up for a slogan sweater. It is even more particular to the fashion of Stockholm, a city in which understated dressing is an unwritten rule and not standing out is a decades-long tradition. Such low-key dressing is aligned with the law of Janta, the Nordic social concept that advocates not being flashy or sticking out in any way, in how you act and in how you look. This Scandi version of tall poppy syndrome has historic roots across the region, but it became deeply ingrained in Sweden, where it is called Jantelagen, during the 44-year-long domination of the Social Democratic Party from 1932 to 1976. Under the reigns of Prime Ministers Tage Erlander and Olof Palme, capitalism was condemned and the collective prioritised above the individual. By the time Palme was defeated in the late 70s, this line of thinking had shaped the nation's psyche, including the way people dressed. Four decades on, the Janta mindset can be seen in the designs of Stockholm's favourite clothing labels, from high street to high fashion. H&M, the fast fashion giant, perhaps encapsulates Janta better than any other label. Its pieces are basic, but also very affordable. In every way, they are the antithesis of exclusivity. More high-end designers have also built their fortunes on minimalism. Anne-Sophie Back has explicitly referenced Janta as an influence behind collections of monochromatic draped dresses and trouser suits. Meanwhile, Alexander Stutterheim's Raincoat label has captured the affections of fashionable consumers with its restrained designs in charcoal and ecru tones. And in 2016, the designer launched John Sterner, a knitwear brand comprised of similarly quiet pieces. In a small studio in Östermalm near the city centre, the young tailoring firm Saman Amel is applying this thinking to suiting. Their bespoke designs come not in show-stopping, attention-grabbing patterns and colours, but in tasteful greys, beiges and blues. The term Jantelagen often has negative connotations, and younger generations of Swedes consider it to be a dated word. However, the principles underpinning it, not being ostentatious, are arguably as relevant now as ever. Today, especially near the centre of Stockholm, young people tend to wear the same thing. If you go to a party around Östermalm, for instance, everyone dons sneakers, acne jeans, a white t-shirt and a nice watch. Everything is toned down. This is hardly a bad thing, quite the opposite, in fact. With no flourishes at their disposal, the city's designers have had to dazzle consumers by nailing the basics. Details, fabrics and cuts are everything. The popularity of Stutterheim's raincoats depends on perfect matte finishes, snapback buttons and white cotton drawstrings. Saman Amel's suits will sell only if their fit, slim yet slightly heavier than the Neapolitan style, is spot on. In other words, these designers are putting focus where it's most crucial. Each season, fashion houses in London, New York and Paris release ever more eccentric designs that are embraced by bloggers, Instagrammers and street style stars. Grabbing attention, eliciting likes, shares and retweets is the name of the modern fashion game. Against this backdrop of sartorial screaming, Stockholm's simple, chic dressing is a refreshing tonic. And, rather ironically, its designers stand out on the international stage because their creations are so restrained and quietly self-confident. Sometimes a thoughtful whisper is far louder than a meaningless shout.
All Our firm thanks to Jamie Waters there for his musings on how the law of Janta has helped shape Stockholm's fast-changing fashion scene. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.